Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Welcome to Chris Clegg's Minor League Baseball Show. Insight on the future starts of Major League Baseball today. From in-depth scouting reports, player interviews, and can't-miss performances. If it's happening in the minors, we have you covered. Here's your host, Chris Clegg.
What is up, folks? So good to be back with you today on this fine Tuesday, August the 12th. Bear Talk Minor League Baseball. I do apologize for the lack of episodes last week. Just lots of crazy life things happening. And yeah, the grind of the season coming down to the final stretch. Man, it's just been a lot going on in my life. And so had 10th anniversary last week. So the wife and I got out of town, left the kids for a couple days. So all those things just culminated to like one episode last week, which I don't love, but we're back. We're back for the rest of the week with you. And we have a new week of baseball. New minor league baseball week starts this week. So that's a good thing to look forward to. Keeping our fingers crossed, we'll get some draftees that come up and get to these full season affiliates, because I want some new faces, man. I got a couple of them this past week with Rome and Greenville. So that was at least semi-refreshing to get a couple of those guys, Henry Godbout for the Red Sox, and then having Alex Lodis for the Braves. So at least we got a little bit. Last week, I'll talk about those guys. Today, I'm going to break down those live looks from last week and also the best weekend performers. First, you know the drill. We're brought to you by Connect Roasters. Connect Roasters is Ian Happ's coffee company. Just got a fresh order in yesterday. Some of the Gold Glove blend, some of their cold brew that's canned. It's delicious, really good stuff. The canned cold brew is about the smoothest coffee I've ever had personally. So I can attest to it, not just pumping them, because I think it's really, really good. I drink it every single day. So Connect Roasters, Ian Happ's coffee company, you can go get the Gold Glove blend. You can get a bag, buy one, and then get one 50% off. It's a really good deal. So use code DICEDUGOUT, check out or the link in the bio or the description, and you can get that deal. We're also proud to partner with Chinook Seedery. Chinook is the best sunflower seeds in the game. My four-year-old's gotten addicted to these seeds, man. He loves the pickle ones. Pickles are his favorite. He's eating all my dill pickle ones right now, which I like the dill pickles as well. But lots of good flavors, sweet, salty, you name it. They've got them all. Go to Connect Roaster or Chinook Seedery, not Connect, ChinookSeedery.com. Use Dynasty Dugout as your code, 10% off your order, or click that link right here. It'll do it for you. All right. Everything to talk about from this weekend and my live looks with Rome and Greenville. Owen Murphy, you got to start with him. Owen Murphy was somebody that obviously I've been looking forward to seeing. I saw Murphy each of the last three seasons, and unfortunately saw him start in Asheville where that was the last start, had Tommy John after. So and then he pitched in the eighth inning. It was kind of a surprise thing. Like, why'd they throw him that deep? I don't know, but saw him back in 2023 when he was with Augusta. And again, this year back with Rome, his second start back, really only his second full start. He was in the complex, goes back to high A at the beginning of August. And then last week in Greenville, he pitched exceptionally well. Let's check out some of the film from that and talk through what went on. Oh, Murphy, he five innings, zero hits, zero earned, one walk, five strikeouts. It was really good stuff across the board. Now, early in the start, it was pretty much just fastball slider. And I kind of was waiting for a little bit more. Curveball came out in the third and was deadly. There's a couple curveballs you'll see here. He toned it back to like 71 to 74 on the curveball, and it's got some ugly swings. That slider worked in the lower 80s range, like 83 to 85. The fastball, mostly 90s. He was right around 90, and yeah, there was a swing there from Godbout, just crushed him. He was 90. He hit a couple 92s. But at the end of the day, like I had a couple people ask, like, is Murphy's velocity always been this low? And the answer is yes, to an extent. When I saw Murphy in 2023, when he was fresh out of high school, he was in the upper 80s. Last year, he did tick up pretty substantially. He was up to the low 90s. He was 92, 93 pretty consistently last year. He'd clip a four. But coming back from TJ, like, I think this start especially, like, they were going to try to stretch him and get a few more innings out of him. So I think that he wasn't throwing 100%, which was good. Like, I thought that it was, when you're missing bats, it works. The IVB is exceptional. It's like 20 to 22 inches of IVB from a, like a 5-6 release height. So it's elite IVB on that fastball, really flat VAA, a lot of good traits. The curveball is disgusting, just some really awesome traits to it. I thought the slider was sharp as well, and he featured a couple changeups in the mid-80s. Obviously, you want a little more separation from the changeup to the fastball velocity, but at the end of the day, I thought Owen Murphy was really, really good and showed a lot of things that I want to see, especially coming back from Tommy John. I mean, you never know how the command's going to be, and there were pitches where the command just didn't seem to be there, but that's going to come in time. We have to remember, like, he had the surgery not that long ago. I think he had it late May, if I'm not mistaken, of 2024, if not early June. So really, we're not all that far removed. Remember, like, other guys like Andrew Painter were out longer. The Braves, really aggressive, honestly, to push him back to high A, but I respect it. This is what they do. They're aggressive with their guys. Murphy's 21 years old. The fastball is going to tick back up. I'm just pretty confident in that, but the traits are so good on it that if he does live at 92, 93, it's going to play. It's going to be a really, really good offering. Slider, curveball, both good. That changeup development will be interesting to watch, but I thought the command was pretty good, all things considered, and he'll come back around. So, like, I think that, you know, those missed pitches, some of them were missed pretty bad. And also, you have to note, if you look at the strike rate, I had the TrackMan, and there was four pitches in the first inning that were in the zone called balls. I mean, it was what it was. There was a couple more in the second. The ump finally got it together. Murphy was just like, screw it. And he was just grooving it in the zone, and he was going to do what he had to do. So that's why he pulled out that curveball, got some whiffs. It was a good start overall for Owen Murphy. Alex Lodice had a couple interesting looks at Lodice. He didn't do a ton when I saw him, but he is off to a decent start to his pro career to this point. There's 26 plate appearances so far in six games, but I don't put a lot of stock into the stats here. But here's a Lodice video from Greenville. It was not at this game, but smoked a double down the line here. And he's got just really good instincts all around. Like, Lodice is a good shortstop. I think that's one of the more underrated things about Alex Lodice, is that his glove is really, really good at shortstop. He's got juice. He's got contact skills. Now, this is a kid that swings it a lot. Like, you look at the data on him, and he's very, very aggressive. So it's something to question. But at the end of the day, like, I think that Lodice is the type where he's so aggressive in the zone that it helps counteract some of that, at least a little bit. Like, I'm gonna pull up the data on it. I mean, and this is in college. We don't have a big enough sample to really see now. I mean, he ran a 33% chase rate. That's pretty bad by college standards. I mean, it was, I think, like 25-ish% was about college average. So anything better than that or lower than that would be good. Above it's bad. So 33% is high. But here's the crazy thing. Zone swing of 82%. That was one of the best marks in college baseball. The 86% heart swing rate, really, really good. And I think the contact skills are passable enough where Lodice is going to get to that power. He blasted 17 homers at Florida State. He had a 93.5 mile an hour average EV, which is well above average, and a 107.5 90th percentile. Again, very solid mark and a max of 113, 52% hard hit rate. So he checks a lot of boxes. He hits the ball at ideal angles. Like, Lodice's hard hit launch angle, which is something I like to look at, was at 16.5 degrees. So most of his best struck balls were at good angles as well. Launch angle to the pull side, 10 degrees. Really, really good. He handles all pitch types pretty well. And so you like to see those things. Ultimately, like, I think Lodice is going to be pushed really aggressively. I wouldn't be shocked if he's in Double A Columbus, like, by the end of the season. Maybe that's crazy, but this is the Braves, and I think the Braves are looking for answers at shortstop. And they have this guy they just drafted, Alex Lodice, who kind of fell into their lap. And, I mean, shockingly, at pick 60, second round, they got a gift. And I mean, to give him that $1.3 million bonus was nuts. This is a guy that, I mean, he was one of the best hitters in college baseball this year. So Alex Lodice, I think, is going to be really nice fit for this Atlanta Braves team and somebody that I like a lot. So the other new draftee that I saw was Henry Godbout last week. Boston Red Sox, second rounder. They had a really good draft. Here's an open face of a double that Godbout had. He's got pretty easy swing. Like, he doesn't get too long. I never saw him really overextend. And he smoked this one like 103 off the bat, and it feels pretty easy. There's not too much movement in the swing, which, you know, I like to see. I kind of appreciate swing this. I'm kind of anti-leg kick. He doesn't have a big leg kick, but, you know, Godbout is somebody that played shortstop. I kind of thought he would be a second baseman, but here he is, and he's played a pretty good shortstop this week. Now, also, they have a guy named Franklin Arias in this team, so he's going to play some second base as well. But Godbout is an interesting player because this is somebody that they want to throw in their bat speed training program, and they think that he will just excel. So it's an interesting profile from Virginia University. There's some good traits in the profile. So this is exactly kind of the Christian Campbell mold that they drafted, where you have somebody that has shown some exit velocities, has shown really good feel for contact, and you just want to put him in that bat speed program and see where it goes. So the exit velocities weren't off the charts in college for Godbout. He had an 89.8 mile an hour average exit velocity, which is above average. The 103.6 with metals, it's fine, but like, that's MLB average with wood, just for reference. And so Godbout did only max out at 108, which is a little lower than you like to see, but can that tick up? Absolutely. Like, it did. This is a similar mark to Christian Campbell, like, who really, really took off. But you look at the rest of the profile. So chase rate's respectable at 22%. The heart swing rate's at 71%. But the contact rates were so, so good. 92% zone, 88.1% overall contact. Again, really good marks there. The interesting thing to follow will be, like, Godbout, you know, really did damage against non-fastballs. And on fastballs, like, when we look at those numbers, like, how's he going to fare against them? Well, it's still really good contact, but didn't necessarily do, like, as much damage as you would like to see, but still respectable. He made a lot of contact, had a good batting average. He lifted the ball, actually, against those. So that's really, really good to see. I'll be watching this profile closely, especially this offseason, because the Red Sox have a really good development program, and I'm curious to see what they do with Henry Godbout. So, second rounder from Virginia, Henry Godbout of the Boston Red Sox. I spelled Godbout, by the way. Pretty strong frame. I thought he had good actions at shortstop. Maybe he moves to second, but there's some traits there that I really like personally. So, yeah, I'm excited about this profile. So those were my live looks, and I realized that I talked a long time about them. Let's take a quick break, and then we'll get back, and we'll talk some of the best standouts over the weekend. All right, our pitcher of the weekend was Luis De Leon of the Baltimore Orioles. This season, he started, got a late start to the season, injuries. He had just 61 innings so far, and he shows the flashes of upside from the left side here in this start. He struck out 12 batters across six scoreless with 20 whiffs. Did not issue a walk, allowed just three hits on the start. Dominance from Luis De Leon. That's D-E space L-E-O-N. So De Leon is good. I saw him pitch last year when they were in Asheville. Really like the stuff that he brings to the table. It's a good mix. I mean, the fastball is up. I actually saw him this spring, and that's where I noticed the fastball was up. You know, he's consistently like mid-90s, touching like 97 now. He's 6'3 lefty. He's listed 168, probably more filled out than that already. So you like to see those things. That slider sits in the mid-80s. It's got pretty good horizontal movement to it. He'll throw it to both lefties and righties, which I like to see. Again, a pitcher that will throw all of their pitches to both-handed batters. And the changeup, mid to upper 80s with pretty good fading action. You know, I think that the changeups of pitch that still want to be developed more, it's one that he's struggled with at times where he just kind of left it hanging. I saw a little bit of that in my looks, but ultimately, I mean, just an utterly dominant day. That lineup with Wilmington's pretty decent too. So to see his dominance there was really, really good. I like DeLeon. For me, like, he's someone that probably is a pickup in like a little bit of a deeper league, 400 prospects maybe. You know, the command and control has been an issue at times, but it's gotten better the further he's gotten away from the injury. The walks still need to come down a little bit, but over the last seven starts, 7.9% walk rate with a 30% K rate. That will absolutely play. Let's get Deli on the double A before the season ends and see what he's got in Chesapeake or formerly Bowie. All right, a couple of hitters that stood out over the weekend. Got to talk about Charlie Condon. He's in double A. He had a big weekend. He had 2-3 hit performances. It's been an interesting year for Condon. I mean, again, this is somebody that had one of the best college seasons in history in 2024, taken third overall by the Rockies, and he just stunk out loud in his pro debut at the Complex. But ultimately, like, with Charlie Condon, he was injured, and I think it played a huge part, and people didn't really give him credit for that. Between Friday and Saturday's games this weekend, we're looking at 6 hits. He had a double, a home run. He's been on base in 18 of the last 21 games, and you can see that swing there. It's beautiful. Gets to the poolside in the air often. It's everything we want to see from a hitter. And I know there's been some ups and downs since he was promoted to double A, but Condon has been really, really good. Yeah, the power's there. I think the home runs are going to come. His contact rates are down since going to double A, but we've seen the air pull rate jump. So I like to see that. Ultimately, like, he's a prospect that I think can rebuild some stock. I think people are kind of out on that profile, which is interesting, but I think that there are things to like there for Charlie Condon. And I know it's easy for people to throw out and say, oh, Georgia was cheating, blah, blah, blah. But let's be real. I think that's going on in a lot of teams for college baseball. So, you know, to blame Charlie Condon, whatever, call it as it is. I mean, I think Condon is still going to be a really good major leaguer. And some of those contact questions you may have will be counteracted by Coors Field. There's also the course hangover going on the road. So that's something to keep an eye on. But Ralphie Velasquez, talk about a hitter that's been on a tear recently. And that's Ralphie. He struggled out of the gate, guys, just being honest. I dipped him in my prospect rankings, and now he's making a resurgence. He had 2 home runs in the same game on Sunday, and he got promoted to double A on the same day. So he'll make his double A debut today. If you are listening on Tuesday, let's check out these homers. This first one was to the opposite field. I mean, it's just a smooth, compact swing from the left side. He has a ton of power in that 6'3 frame. I mean, it's a former first rounder in the 2023 draft. So you expect good things. I think that Velasquez, yeah, he's not going to catch. He was drafted as a catcher. He's going to play first base, but that's okay. I mean, because there's some serious juice there. And here's the other home run that we saw from him. So in more to the poolside, just beautiful stroke, just absolutely smoked there. Got out in a hurry. Those poor fans on the blanket had no clue that home run about nailed them. But Ralphie's been really, really good. You really like to see some of the improvements he's made. His first 24 games, 149, 252, 340. That was bad. But over his last 34 games, it's 328, 412, 582 with 7 home runs and 11 doubles. So those things are encouraging. He's really picked it up. I like Ralphie a lot. I think Ralphie's going to be one of those guys that just really continues to hit. We'll see how he fares in double A, but you know, this is somebody that has very impressive zone swing rate and heart swing rates while maintaining a respectable chase rate. So it's really good swing decisions. The overall contact rate this year is up substantially from last year. It's 78%. And it's been near 81% over the last 2 months. So big jumps there. The power's there. The EVs check. Like, it's everything that you want to see from a Ralphie Velasquez. He was probably the best hitter over the weekend. I want to talk about one more player. And that's somebody that I also saw 2 weeks ago, actually. And that's Jose Anderson of the Milwaukee Brewers. If you remember, Jose Anderson was one of those guys in the DSL that was just spectacular. Like, he was statistically like up there with Luis Pena and Jesus Mate. So he had a big weekend and a much needed weekend, in my opinion, where he's really finding some more contact, which has been good. He's got some pop as well. He had four hits over the weekend, including two home runs, even stole a base. That's a strong frame for an 18-year-old, and he can get to some power. Now, I also saw a lot of chase in that profile. He's prone to chasing breaking balls out of the zone, but Jose Anderson has the traits. He's got speed. He's got some pop. He's a fun player with a good frame, so watch out for him. There's a lot of others. You can check him out. I'll link the full article in my show description, but go check that out if you want to, all the best players. I wrote up some college data darlings today from the MLB draft. So if you're looking for some guys to draft in your FYPD, go check that out as well. I'll link that in the show sheet, but it's going to do it. Thanks for tuning in on this fine Tuesday, and we will see you all next week.